Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Raven, we did get a interesting Raven, total kind of a game changer here. But let me get this pulled up. This was sent to us by Robert, and he sent it to us through our email on the website, which Jimmy built, by the way. And you can hit that up, andthenypodcast.com. So first and foremost, let me say this: Lord Robert of House Blackbird. First and foremost, he says he is English is not his first language. So I'll read this, but if I stop or something sounds weird, but it's pretty well written. I don't know what his actual language is, but if English isn't your first language, then it's pretty good. So he says, "Dear sirs, I would like to discuss who actually are Jon Snow's parents." So this is going to be an R plus L equals J, you know, opposite side of the spectrum from where we're at now. Now, but says, "I don't like how everyone is certain about R plus L equals J. I reread Eddard's chapters, and there's equal space for both theories of R plus L equals J and N plus A equals J, which would be Ned and Ashara Dane. Right? So we need to take a look at John. We are reminded that he looks like Ned so many times, even from people who don't know who he is. Corran Halfhand, Craster, and other wildlings. Then you look at how much of a Stark John is in behavior, and absolutely nothing from the Targaryen side. I got convinced when comparing with the Dany chapters, John has no dragon dreams, and in fact, quite opposite. He has on one side Stark dreams, and on a second side Azor Ahai dreams, which I believe is from the Dane side from the Long Night. From analyzing John's POV, it just makes much more sense that he is half Stark and half Dane. What do you think? Do you think John will get Dawn equals Lightbringer and one tinfoil at the end? What do you think about the theory that Fagon is actually Rhaegar and Lyanna's child?" Sorry for bad English. It's not my first language. Thank you very much, Lord Robert of House Blackburn. So, Jimmy, I don't think you and I have actually on air talked about R plus L equals J.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no fun. I think R plus L does J. It was, you know, one of the key points in George asked D&D, you know, who are John's parents? And when they answered it correctly, he said, okay, these guys are the guys for the show. George is always reworking things and rewriting things, but I just don't see I've never been convinced of like what impact it would have for John to be a secret Dane. Like that doesn't really impact the themes of the story or really the narrative. The only thing you could do is obviously Sword of the Morning. But I think it's going in a different direction than that. So for me, I don't know. I'm no fun. Let it be known. I love a good theory and I will go down rabbit holes and I will start gaslighting myself. And, you know, you might catch me on a Tuesday and I might tell you that, you know, Ned and Ashara Dane equals J. But for me, I don't know. I think R plus L equals J is almost canon at this point, as much can be without it being actually written. But I just have never really understood why Ned would need to keep that a secret. I guess John would be the heir to Winterfell, right? At that point,
No, because he would still be a bastard.
Yeah, he would still be a bastard, unless if they were secretly married or something, right? Like that. Right. That's then are all of Catelyn's kids invalidated? I don't know. So you see what I mean? Like, and these are questions right. that we can ask, but I don't necessarily think that they're particularly interesting when you're looking at a book plot. So for me, I do not believe that M plus A equals J. What about you?
Yeah. I've always been on the R plus L equals J side. And I do think, you know, like some other YouTubers like Order the Green Hand have done really good jobs of portraying the N plus A equals J. And there's obviously others out there as well. They're just sort of the first that come to mind. But yeah, I mean, for me, the only way it would, you'd have to do a lot of convincing in the last, I don't know, little bit, right? To sort of really make that swing and make it important and matter. To have it be a deal in the final two books. I mean, we still have to resurrect John, which might not even happen until the end of Win the Winter. And then you'd have like one book to make it sort of a deal. Unless it does say, again, yeah, as you said, tie into the Sword of the Morning business. And then it's like, okay, well, then he could be Azor Ahai, and that could be more important than defeating it. And there is definitely some...
There's something weird about a Chardane. Now, I will say that.
There is definitely something weird.
And Ned and you know him going after Arthur Dayne is slain. Like I think it's worth diving in for that. And me and you can like we can sit here for a couple right. of hours and just go down the rabbit hole and then maybe bring something to the listeners. But I think it's almost more interesting to find out what else has gone on there and why was a shard like why did he have to take
and is she star? Is she still possibly alive
except the L'Amour? I don't know.
Right. Well, I guess, you know, if she did have a baby, if she is Septa L'Amour, right, or she has the scar, but looks like she had a baby, then like, what's the deal there? Right.
It's a good question.
I think what's more likely is that if you're going to go down this route, I don't know. It's possible Rhaegar hooked up with her. Right. I mean, and yeah, it's a possibility because especially the only thing that's kind of weird about it is with the Ashara Dane side of the whole deal of Ned going down there. One is she might have faked her death, right? Or two, she commits suicide. Even the suicide committing thing is kind of weird. It's just weird.
Yeah,
it's
and like, we never get a body, so it's like
right. It's like she commits suicide because Ned's like, I can't be with you. Oh, and I killed your brother. Right. And so she's just like, okay, well, fine, I'm just gonna commit suicide. So like I don't know. I mean, there's some justification for it, but it's still kind of weird.
Yeah.
But then the thing that to me that comes across as sort of weird, and maybe it's just the show because you could make an argument. They look pretty similar but they are almost the same age in the books is Mira Reed, because it's just kind of interesting that Mira Reed shows up and looks, it has very similar features to John, and that they both have long black curly hair, are like born in the same year. So like the idea that they could be twins, there's definitely something there. And the idea that maybe Ned took one and Hallen Reed took the other, especially because it's like save for Hallen Reed, right?
Well, that's actually kind of a cool theory. Like,
right. So, but would that mean that they're both Rhaegar's kids, or would that mean that like maybe they're half siblings and Rhaegar actually hooked up with Ashara Dane too?
Yeah.
And then Hallen take, so like there's definitely something there, and there's definitely obviously something with Hallen Reed because he's super mysterious, and when Mira describes him, she describes him as the Chronic Man. She's not even talking about like Hallen Reed, and he goes and visits the Isle of Faces, and there's like all kinds of weird stuff. Okay. Going on with Hallen Reed. Like,
yeah, any Hallen Reed theory is going to get me on my ears to perk up, because I right. love me some Hallen Reed.
Yeah, so there's tons of weird stuff that's going on with that, and maybe that means the whole thing's weird, right? It's kind of like 9/11 conspiracies, where it's like, okay, well, like I don't know, you know, like if one part of it doesn't make sense, then the whole thing doesn't make sense, right? Because that's kind of how I feel about some of these, like, you know, you look at JFK and the moon landing and all these conspiracies.
What are we doing,
right? We're going down the rabbit hole, okay? When you have to talk, you know, it's a Westerosi conspiracy theory, okay?
So I think I actually really, really like the idea of
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Read. Like that seems like it could add something to the story. And with the Chardin, things are weird. It is weird. And it does make you wonder what happened, but we can come up with multiple answers for that. We can speculate. We can go start looking at things. George could introduce some new things in these final books, but what you would then have to explain away, if let's just say Ned plus Ashara does equal John, is that you have to explain away all of the Leon, and we're talking books now, right? Because in the show, we know R plus L equals J. So in the books, you know, Lyanna asking Ned, promise me, promise me, promise me, over and over and over. And then the rose, the blue rose symbolism that we see in the books that is dropped time and time again. Ygritte and John talking. There's many things like this. And then Daenerys's dream of the blue rose out of the wall of ice or whatever. There's a lot of things that you would then have to try to explain away from there, which I think we have very good breadcrumbs to lead us to that conclusion. So I just don't. I think like the most answers are the. Most likely answer is the one that seems the most correct. And I would say that for this, it's R plus L equals J. But the Mira Reed thing is interesting. And I would love to look more into that because Helen Reed is a major player in the books that I think is going to have a role to play in the last act. So,
right. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a ton to it. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know that I'll never get off the R plus L equals J train, because it was like the whole deal that got me into a song. And I think there's just too much evidence for it, and then there's too much going forward that makes sense for it to be a big deal. Like, it's way more important for John to be a secret Targaryen to Daenerys, and way more important for him to be a secret Targaryen with young Griff.
Yes.
Now you could have the young Griff and Daenerys storyline, and that goes its own direction, and John does his own thing. I mean, I've even always thought of the idea of Azor Ahai being some random character that is not like Jon Snow or
Samwell Tarly.
I mean, it could be, but I've actually always kind of thought it would be interesting. And we can talk about that at another thing too, because Jimmy and I haven't talked about all these like big, huge A Song of Ice and Fire theories on the air. So we're gonna have to dive into all of them. But I've always thought of Azor Ahai being interesting if it was like the Hound. Right, like a character who is so scared of fire, and it just ends up being like sort of like one character, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like not John, because there's so much potential destiny tied to him because of R plus L equals J, but you know, like somebody like the Hound, or I don't know, somebody like, I mean, maybe Jaime, right? He's the Kingslayer, you know, something like that, or even Jorah Mormont. I thought, you know, just like as an example of somebody that would be really cool if they're the ones who actually end up being Azor Ahai. But I mean, I don't know, in the show it's John, but it's kind of Arya. So, you know, I don't know.
You know, in the show, this is a detail that came out in the last few weeks, that apparently at one point D&D, we're going to have the Hound kill the Night King.
I'm there for it. I think it'd be cool.
It just says,
because he's
you cunt, and just kills.
Well, I just think it'd be cool because he's this character who's scared of fire, and then he maybe sacrifices himself with like a flaming blade or something. You know, I think it'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think some people probably would have liked that more than Arya.
Yeah, I don't know. She does use the dagger, so I don't know. We'll have to see. And maybe the same will be with Lightbringer in the books. I don't know. So don't know. It's interesting. Maybe the Sword of the Morning is their job is to protect Lightbringer, right? Maybe it's not, you know, the special sword and who knows. So anyway, we'll have to see when Winds of Winter comes out in 2024 or 2025 when George finishes his final 25%. But yeah, that's where I'm at ultimately on the R plus L equals J theory. And we can always dive back into it. And there's a lot more. Oh, and yeah. Ezra and I did a couple of years ago, there's this Reddit theory that won like awards, and it's this four mega Harrenhal thing. And Jimmy, I know it'd be a big project, but I'd kind of like to go back over it with you, because it's so well done.
I'm down. I'm so down.
Anything about the tourney at Harrenhal? Yeah, we're down. So awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for supporting us. For those of you who do that on Patreon, we are going to be having a Patreon hangout come soon. It's going to be at the end of the month. I think that Monday, the 29th or something. Mm-hmm. So is it the 29th? The 28th. Yeah. So Monday, the 28th. And then we'll find a time once we get closer. I'll post it in Patreon. But thank you for all of that. I've been uploading more of some of the old Patreon stuff up to Apple Premium for those of you guys who are over there. So just a lot of cool stuff and so much more House of the Dragon to break down. And then we'll be diving back into the books. We'll be diving back into, and I think Jimmy and I are going to dive through the Rise of the Dragon book.
Yeah. We know that a lot of it is from Fire and Blood and the World of Ice and Fire, but it's something that we can go over and we can talk about the new artwork that's in there and relive some Targaryen history. Sounds fun.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So we'll be doing some of that too. So there's a ton more content coming your guys' way. So as always, thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, because apparently a lot of you vote on the polls, but you haven't clicked the subscribe button. So really, really appreciate it. So with that, guys, as always, remember that winter is coming. Thank you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.